Hey, it's Marcus Williams, and I got a chance to speak with Rita Coolidge about her show in Banff coming up this September the 20th. So, Rita, have you been to the Bow Valley before?
I've been to Banff several times. I love it there.
Well, we look forward to having you back. What projects have you been working on lately?
I'm writing a book. I'm preparing to do an album with Music Road Records.
Cool. Can you tell us a bit about your book?
The name of the book is The Delta Lady. It's on HarperCollins, and it talks about my life from the time I was a child through about 1980 when Chris and I divorced. It's kind of a music book. I wrote it with a music journalist, and because I really wanted it to talk more about music than anything. The music from my family, and then, of course, the music that I kind of experienced from a great point of view in the late 60s and 70s.
Awesome. Now, I understand you have very strong ties with the Native American community.
I've actually participated in your Aboriginal Awards there two or three times, and they're wonderful. I'm Cherokee. My mother was Cherokee and Scott. My father was Cherokee, and in 1996, I formed a group with my sister and my niece called Walela, and the beginning of our group was doing a project with Robbie Robertson. It was a film called Music for the Native Americans, and there was an album, Robbie Robertson and the Red Road Ensemble, and all the people that worked on the film, on the TV special, it was a Ted Turner documentary, and everyone that worked on the music and the film were Native people. So I've been involved with Native people through my family and through our music and to the Native American Music Awards, and just because I'm Indian.
Awesome. Now, you've had such a successful career. What's one of the major highlights?
Being in Salt Lake City for the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics with Robbie and Walela, and we performed with 1,000 Native people on the ice, and it was just amazing.
Now, you're known for being a very versatile musician. What's one of the biggest struggles that comes with that?
Oh, record companies. I think the record companies, and especially in the 70s when I did my first album, the record companies they wanted artists to kind of stay on the path that they had started on, and they didn't really want their mainstream artists to branch out and do jazz or any other format of music. And so I think that that's always been difficult, trying to, you know, once I was with A&M for 10 albums, during that time I recorded a jazz album that was not released in the United States, but it was released in Japan because they embrace versatility, I think, more. And it's just throughout my life, I love music. It has not been a challenge to do different styles of music. It's really finding the record company that's going to embrace it.
Awesome. And do you have a message for all your fans here in the Bow Valley?
You know, I just look forward to everybody coming out, and I look forward to bringing the show to Canada.
All right, and thank you very much for your time, Rita.
Okay, thank you, Marcus.